Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just to recap the hadith we did yesterday, and Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an qal sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul innaka in ittaba'ta 'awratil muslimin afsadtahum aw kitta an tufsidahum. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if you investigate the private matters of the Muslims, you will destroy them or almost destroy them. Here we gave this explanation that every person has some sense of pride in him, every person has some sense of honor in him, and now if a person is going to look and try and find some faults, and who doesn't have faults? Every person has faults. You can try and find some faults. What will happen is, firstly, the person now will become brave. He'll become brave and now he'll say, right, now my faults are already exposed, so now I might as well do it publicly. Before he was doing it privately, but because he has been investigated and now it's public knowledge, he feels, what's the use of hiding it any further? So you, in this way, you have destroyed the person, or almost have destroyed the person. The second explanation is that now a person will become, a person will now, that sense of shame that Allah Pak had given this person, now that sense of shame gets lost. Now, shame is a thing that saves a person from many gunas. Many gunas, a person is shy, and because of that sense of shame, then he will stay away from the gunas, especially publicly. So now by going and investigating the person and finding out and looking, now the shame also goes away. So one is, a person just becomes brave and a person now begins to commit gunas. He feels, well, this person already knows about it. He becomes brazen. The other is the shame that Allah Pak had given this person. We are destroying that shame by going and investigating. And here we said and we explained that very often this happens with people that are generally under us and we have certain authority and power over them. Then we want to do this, but we shouldn't do this. And the next hadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought, that an Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu annahu utiya bi rajulin faqila lahu hadha fulanun taqturu lihyatuhu khamra faqala inna qad nuhina 'an al-tajassusi walakin in yadhhar lana shay'un na'khudh bihi. That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man was brought to him and he was told, this is so and so, and alcohol is dripping from his beard. Now look at this incident, that this person had alcohol dripping from his beard. It was now very, very apparent that this person had been consuming alcohol. It was so apparent now that the drops of the alcohol were still dripping from his beard. So now he replied, we are prohibited from spying, but if something becomes apparent to us, we will take the person to task for it. So on this occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu clarified this whole thing. But if something is very apparent, if something is very clear, in other words, there's signs that the person has done something, and now it relates to us, or a person is in that position where he has to take some action, and now it's clear cut. I mean, it's clear cut, then this person on that occasion and on that opportunity, now he makes things very clear, that now this person had exposed it. So it's not something that he went and spied on the next person, but because it was clear cut, it was very apparent, so now we can act upon it. Babu nahi an su'i dhanni bil muslimina min ghairi dharuratin. The chapter on the prohibition of unnecessarily having evil thoughts of a Muslim. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. Allah Pak says, O believers, refrain from excessive suspicion. Verily, some suspicion is sin. And the suspicion is a sickness in itself. It's such a sickness when a person has suspicion in him that even his own family members, he won't feel shy to be suspicious of. That this person did such and such a thing on me, that person did such and such a thing at me, this person doesn't like me, this person wants to work against me. Now sometimes it's just suspicion that's playing in the mind. But because a person is harboring the suspicion, every action he sees, and now that he's a little bit in conformance with what suspicion he has, he will think, no, definitely this is like this. See why he did it like this, and why this person. Suspicion is a very dangerous thing, it's a very bad thing. It's one of the things that can dirty the heart. It can spoil the heart, this beautiful heart. We wanted to get tainted. One of the things that can get tainted would very badly is suspicion. And Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal iyaakum wa dhan fa inna dhanna akthabul hadith. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of suspicion, because suspicion is the worst of lies. And suspicion is such a thing that when a person lies, we mentioned before, that here he is one limb of the body is speaking the lie, or he's hearing on somebody else whose limb of the body is lying and saying something that is bad. But suspicion is such a thing that is lingering with the mind all the time. continuously lingering on the mind. Person is thinking bad of the next person, he's suspicious of what he's doing. So all the time, every action is not just one statement that is being made that is a lie. The worst of lies, continuously he's building up that lies against the next person, and this now can take him to do something that is very, very bad. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll know the different situations where it is allowed to have suspicion, where sometimes it's necessary to have suspicion, not suspicion, but where it now becomes very, very clear, and then a person at that stage, at some point, he needs, and where it is permitted, and where it is completely, completely haram also, in which cases, so tomorrow we'll cover that aspect of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, keeping this heart clean. One of the most beautiful things a person can do is he has come into the dunya with a clean heart, with a shining heart, with a pure heart. And like how we like to keep our cars clean, our houses clean, our masjids clean, our clothes clean, one thing we should desire is that we keep this heart clean. Because at the end of the day, we leave everything else behind, and this heart will take with us. And this is the heart that we'll present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should want that we present it like how when a person is giving a gift, he wants to wrap it in the best of wrapper. He won't just put it in a greasy newspaper wrapper and give the person. If he likes the person, he'll try and give it to him in a nice gift bag, in a nice wrapping, because he likes that person. So similarly, when we go and present our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, let it be such that his heart is totally clean, it's shining, it's pure, it's something that we'll be proud to and happy to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll be proud and happy to be in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.